The proposal pertains to what's called the Petersburg Management Area, just south and east of downtown and the airport. Currently, hunters have to be at least a quarter mile from the airport property or any homes, businesses, or roads. Archer Dan McMahon is seeking to reduce that buffer to 100 yards.
The whole purpose of the original hunt when it came around in early 2000s was to use archers as a management tool to keep the deer population down in town. And though it's we take some deer every year, I think there's probably a few more deer that could be taken legally by certified archers.
McMahon told the advisory committee he requested information from the police department, which reported having to kill about 20 to 25 deer each year injured by vehicles on the island. Fish and Game staff are neutral on the proposal and say there's no biological concern with an increasing deer population on Mitkoff Island and only a small increase in harvest expected with the change. The local group Devil's Thumb Archers requested the special hunt and it was approved by the board in 2002. The season runs from October 15th through December 15th and has a 2-buck bag limit. The hunting area includes the hillside behind the airport and Raven's Roost and also out to Frederick Point. Hunters have to complete an archery class before participating. Committee member David Bennett's liked the idea of an expanded area.
I've hunted in this local hunt, and if you want to hunt where there's some deer like up by the dump and stuff, it's hard to get a quarter mile from any trail or road and stuff. So I support this. I think it's a great idea because that was the whole idea with the deer reduction program. But the quarter mile limit, when you get out there with a GPS and start looking around, it's very hard to be legal. So I don't even try it. I haven't hunted for years.
There was some concern about the proposed 100-yard buffer around trails and roads. Here's committee member Jerry Dahl.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I'm walking down a trail and you're 100 yards away from me, are you going to hit me?
Dahl said he supported the change but was asking for safety's sake. McMahon said generally bow hunters are shooting about 20 to 30 yards and aren't very accurate beyond that range. And wildlife trooper Cody Litster wasn't concerned with the 100-yard range for bow hunters.
It would take someone pretty callous to take some half-witted shot at a 45-degree angle to get much more than your 100 yards. So that part, the state doesn't have an issue with. What it will open up is some donut hole sort of areas, like Frederick Point, Hungry Point Trail, some of the places behind, just back off of Sandy Beach, places where there's trails that maybe a hunter stalking a deer wouldn't know about. So I would have concerns, the state would have concerns about those areas.
The committee voted unanimously to support the proposal, but recommended leaving out any of the area inside the airport loop on the downtown side of Haugen Drive and Sandy Beach. Proposal 53 is the last in the proposal book to be considered by the board when it meets in January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.